Hello, everybody. This is Robin O'Neill. You're listening to me reading stuff. Thursday, March 30th, 2017. I'm traveling for work right now and a little bit of pleasure. So I'm kind of freeballing this one. My mic is precariously perched on a very comfortable bed in my parents' house. I'm in a weird position trying to record this and look at my book. I forgot my headphones, but I'm a champion anyway. I can do this. Don't worry about me. Once the intro music comes to a close, you might be able to hear birds chirping and rabbits bouncing and deer wandering slowly. You'll hear none of those last two things, but you will hear the birds chirping. I've got the door open. It's nice weather. Anyway, first of all, how the hell are you guys? You're looking good. You're looking real fine. How's your mental health these days? I need to know about that. You taking care of that? You keeping up with things? Are you keeping important things from people close to you? If so, you shouldn't do that. It'll make you sick. Trust me. Although there are reasons to keep certain things private, even important things. For instance, on HBO's Big Little Lies, Nicole Kidman's character, she can't tell that asshole husband of hers that she's trying to get an apartment for herself. Now that makes sense to me. That's an important thing, and she's keeping it from somebody. But on the flip side, and I'm just repeating what her therapist said, she should have told at least one friend about what's going on in her life. Am I right, people? You know I'm right. Although, I battle that because I'd tell everybody everything. That's my default anyway, and I'm learning which things to kind of pull back on a bit. Speaking of which, thank you guys for your nice thoughts about my heart palpitations. So just so you know, I have a mitral valve prolapse, and it's just been awful. And it went from bad to worse last week. I'm still caffeine-free and hating every minute of it. Okay, I want to get going on this one because I'm so excited to read to you. There's going to be a lot of these messed up noises because I can't quite maneuver around like I can on my desk right now. I'm going to be reading you Jared Stanley today from his new book, Ears. Jared Stanley is a poet and writer, interdisciplinary artist from living in Reno, Nevada. I'm not sure where he's from. Jared, hit me back on that. But I do know he lives in Reno. And that's his very short bio from his website, which you can go to yourself at jared-stanley.info. And Jared is spelled J-A-R-E-D, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. And the book is from Night Boat Books. But I'm excited about Jared for a lot of reasons. My friend Julie Whites, who I've talked about on here before, artist and writer living in Los Angeles with me. I mean, not in my apartment, but in the same city. I've known her forever. You can go to her website, juliewhites.com, which I am putting a link to. She went to some residency where Jared was, and they became friends. And she just said, for whatever reason, she knew right away Jared and I would like each other. And so we've been friends ever since who have not met. Just like most of my friends these days, I haven't met them in real life, but that's okay. We'll work on that. And it was just perfect timing. And since his book is called Ears and the cover is done by an artist who I really love, Julia Schwadron, I'm just, everything about this book, it came into my life at the perfect time. And you hear those birds? They are loud right now. So, and the good news for you guys is this book is only $15.95. Get it at Small Press Distribution. And anyway, I don't really know how to talk about how much I love it and why I love it, because it's still very new to me. And I've explained this on the podcast. When I hate something, I can talk about that immediately and at length. But when I love something, I'm a little confounded. That's what I look for in poetry, in art, in movies. I want to be confounded. I don't want to be able to talk about it yet. So that's the way I do things. And what I'm going to be doing right now is reading you from Jared's poem called Pauses.
Palpable Somnia is a book's work. There's a wasp's nest in the statue's armpit. Warm rabbit urine on my ring finger. These sub-vangelous Muzak psychological warfare test subject kind of feelings. Being a weirdo is expensive. The pruning of these lemon trees, the morass of these figs, furiosity, an infinity of shoes, body spray, the age-old ruses of fishes and insects, vodka, milk, and cup of noodles, to build up a world of strange books in the absence of faith. Shells and trees, Q Slayer. Dude at the front of the pharmacy line scratches his beard with a credit card. Do libertarians wash their hands? Possible dust clouds next 11 miles. Think in the mouths of poor. Hot dogs and white wine. It rained in Mecca despite being 109 degrees. A pleasure escapes the eye. It could have been anyone's iconoclasm that did them in. It could have been mine. Sarcastic dreams. Polymer foliage. It was either insecticide or horse tranquilizer. What's the best way to remember the wars inside us? Unevative. If the wind's right, doves look like falcons. Powder-free latex exam gloves. Her dad looked like a giant hippie oak tree. Gypsum cave served as an ice age latrine for giant ground sloths for thousands of years. I gotta read one more. This one's just called Poem. Keep on keeping on, trucking, going with the flow, doing what I can, keeping my head on straight, plugging away, keeping my head down, pulling on my walking shoes, doing what I can, going with the keeping on, trucking my head on straight, doing what I'm pulling, pulling my head down, keeping with the flow, pulling what I can, doing what I pull, plugging what I keep. I can't get enough of that one. That's the one I told Jared. I read that the first time and I looked up at my ceiling and I was just like, what in the world is even happening anymore? So thank you, Jared, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a compliment for any of those confused. Listen, the good news about right this minute is that all next week, if you're on the upper East Coast, people don't say that. Well, listen to what I'm talking about. Jared is doing a tour with this book and some readings. So starting Monday, April 3rd in New York at Burt's Brooklyn Poetry Shop, Tuesday, April 4th, he'll be in Philadelphia at Charmed Instruments. Skipping Wednesday, he's taking Wednesday off. Then on Thursday, April 6th, back to New York State at Bard College at the Campus Center. I think you pronounce it Vice Cinema at 6 p.m. I don't know if you say Vice, but it's W-E-I-S in the Campus Center. And then Friday, April 7th, Boston, you're lucky. Go hear Jared read at the 2x2 reading series. I'm going to put a link to all of that in the description of this podcast. Oh, I wanted to say also, a lot of you guys reached out loving Cole Swenson, the poem I read of Cole Swenson's last week. And there were two more people who said that Cole Swenson personally meant a lot to them and acted as their mentor at different times of their life. So apparently Cole Swenson is just an angel sent from heaven to be here for all of us, and especially for you writers. So that made me really happy. I now hear the distant sounds of a lawnmower, by the way. I'm annoyed every single minute that I'm not jacked up on caffeine. And you can probably hear it, which is sad. I don't know, maybe I'll come around. Maybe I'll figure this out. Maybe I'll still be a somewhat interesting person without caffeine. I really doubt it. I credit caffeine for everything good about me, so I don't know what to do, but I'm not allowed anymore. I am not allowed. It's over with me. So don't forget, everybody, be regular and orderly in your life so that you may be violent and original in your work. That's Gustave Flaubert. That means clean your kitchen. That means organize your closet. Take those extra clothes down to Goodwill. And it also means I love you, everybody. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Jared. I love your book so much.